When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So guys, I need your help in picking some new pronouns. I'm debating between they, them, theirs, and ze, zim, zer. Let me know in the comments down below. I actually really love this question. Let's talk about how it's racist when white people ask you how you're doing in the morning.
Did you know that Abraham Lincoln was actually black? Many a historian has written about this fact.
Welcome back to part 36 on Everything I Hate About America. This one is about America being capitalist. It's like we're all a bunch of consumers these days.
This is month 6 on testosterone. I'm pretty happy with my transition so far. I've got a little bit of mustache coming in.
All right, guys, we're going back to our roots and we're reacting to woke TikToks today. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.
Guys, before we get into this video, big shout out to all my patrons on Patreon. You are fueling the work I do on this channel. And as you know, I've been subject to much censorship, especially on the platform TikTok that we are going to be venturing out on today. I don't know how many times I've been banned on that platform for sharing my political opinions, my conservative values, things that challenge the mainstream narrative. But today we're going to be reacting to the opposite on TikTok, some of these woke videos. And I've got a whole lineup, a variety of issues. So let's get into it.
Hi, my name is Asa. I'm a member of a DID system, and I'm also a bearded vulture Therian. I have two questions. One is for other Therians, specifically bird Therians, and the other question is for other systems who have Therian system members. So first question for other bird Therians, what are some things you do that help you feel more connected to your theriotype? Like, I know that for people whose theriotypes are four-legged, they can do quadrobics, and that helps them a lot. But obviously that's not applicable to bird Therians. I also want to clarify for anyone who doesn't know, quadrobics does not automatically equal Therians. People can do quadrobics and not be a Therian. So that's my first question, how to feel more connected to bird theriotypes. And second question is for systems with Therian alters, do these alters appear human in a world, or do they appear as their theriotype in a world? Or is it kind of a combo situation? Like, we have someone in our system who is both a guy and a vulture at the same time. We don't consider him a Therian because he doesn't consider himself a Therian. He just kind of exists as both of those things at once.
Okay, I'm gonna have to pause. I think there's going to be a lot that needs to be explained in what you just saw and what I just saw. I'm gonna try to see through as much of that as I can. First of all, this person's pronouns are they, they, bone, and brittle. And you can remember that and see how well you do at referring to them as such. And they identify as a Therian, which means that they think that they are an animal, in this case, a bearded vulture. You've also heard the word system a lot throughout this video, and this person claims to have DID, dissociative identity disorder, where essentially they dissociate and split into separate identities and personalities, and these identities and personalities make up a whole system, if that makes sense. So not only is this young woman claiming to be a bearded vulture, she also has separate personalities within her DID system that also claim to be animals. Now, she's making it clear that she's trying to get closer to her theriotype, which means in her daily life, she wants to act more like a bird. People who identify as wolves, which are four-legged animals, do something called quadrobics, where they sort of run around and play on all fours. And apparently she can't do that because she's a bird, and that's not what birds do. I don't know what I would recommend in the case of this young woman. Number one would be therapy. I actually feel for her quite a bit that you are experiencing such distress within your identity that you, in fact, think you are an animal and you have multiple personalities that also think they are an animal. I wouldn't know where to begin if I was somebody dealing with the treatment of this person, but it certainly wouldn't be telling them to take on behaviors that are more like a bird, like squawking around and pecking at your food. I think we'd go in a more human direction. All right, we're off to a very strong start. As I said, you know, I really feel for that girl and I hope she figures things out there. Next.
Honestly, at this point, I don't even want to get rich to even be rich and live luxurious. I literally want to get rich so I can get the f*** out this country. I cannot stand it here anymore. Everything about this country makes me make my f***ing stomach bubble the f*** up. Especially the f*** economy. I'm sick of it for everybody, but I'm really sick of it for myself too, because like I'm just sick of everything just not being affordable. I'm sick of this rat race. Like I don't even give a about the American dream. American dream. I don't want no. Like I would like it, yeah, but honestly it don't even sound that appealing when you think about it, because it's like, damn, you could buy a big ass house and it's like it's still not even yours. The whoever the can take it back if you don't pay your property taxes and you still got to do this and do, like it's just like, do any, is anything ever really what it is? Like do we just keep working for shit and it's just, you just never get there? Like I'm confused. Like even when you see, talk to people that's doctors and lawyers and they're stressed out and financially not in a good place either, and it makes no sense to me. Like what the are we doing? Like honestly, all this lie, and that's the reason I really want to move the out of this country. I want to live abroad because I'm tired of idealizing my life based off American standards. I want to go to another country where they're not worried about who got the flyest shoes, who got the nicest car, who got the biggest house, and I don't care about none of that. I want to live in a jungle. I want to wake up and eat my fruit and pet my pet monkey every day, and not have to sit here and stress about dumb shit like bills and gas and budgeting out every. No, it's annoying now. It's literally annoying. Like I cannot stand it here. I cannot wait. I can't wait till I can stitch this video, and I'm living abroad in another country. I can't wait.
You know, I have a feeling that a lot of the things that she's complaining about are going to follow her into other countries. And this is not something that is particularly exclusive to America. But I do feel for her when she's talking about, you know, the constant rat race. You have to worry about things. The economy's not looking so great right now. I think a lot of Americans share a very similar sentiment and would love to see the economy move in a better direction. Now, is it something that I believe to be fixable? Somewhat. But some of the things that she's saying are really resonating. It is tough to go out and own your own property these days with corporate greed and all this stuff that's happening in the United States. Now, is moving to another country necessarily going to alleviate all of that from you? No. And I do think there's a bit of an attitude underlying in what she's talking about that could be avoided with, you know, just a little bit of positivity towards life. She says, I don't want to care about, you know, who's got the flyest clothes or the best shoes. The good news is you don't have to care about those things. You have the option as to whether or not you care about those things in the US of A, and it's all about the mentality that you take towards it. Does the economy need some work? Absolutely. Is it kind of difficult to buy a house these days? Absolutely. But I hope that she knows that when she moves to another country, other problems are going to follow, and America has a lot of benefits that you don't necessarily get to receive in other areas, and it's a give and take, and we all make that decision as to what's the best environment for us, and I hope she finds a place that she loves. You know, if you're going to sit in America and hate on it and say you don't want to be here, at least she's taking actionable steps to get out. So, you know what? I don't really hate this video all that much. If you don't want to be here, work to not be here anymore. Now, this next one has been going viral all over the internet, and it's a bunch of grown men walking in heels. This has gotten millions of views. Apparently, this is some sort of protest slash demonstration of a man walking a mile in a woman's shoes to speak out about domestic violence, sexual assault, and issues that seemingly affect women. Let's watch. There's cops, all types of men, all types of backgrounds, races, some in a suit, some in sweatpants. Okay. I don't really need to see much more of that. I feel very similarly about this video. I don't feel any type of way about this. I do think it's a bit strange. I don't know. Out of all the things you could do to help, you know, victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, I don't think throwing on a pair of red heels and walking down the street for a mile really achieves all that much. This is what we would refer to as performative activism. It's something that makes you feel like you've done something great when in reality you've really done nothing except achieve a viral video that is now circulating on the internet. Now, do I harbor any hatred or anger towards these men? No, I think largely what they're doing, if it's bringing awareness to an actual issue and bringing about tangible change, is not the worst thing in the world. I just don't see what walking in a pair of red heels is achieving for actual victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. But I get the whole play on words, you know, walk a mile in my shoes type thing. We could do better. Next.
Boys don't get periods. I don't get a period, but some trans boys do. And this is very uncomfortable for them because once a month, they have to deal with the same concerns that women who get their period deal with, like what underwear should I wear? What pad should I use? Will the pad shift and will I leak through? So that's why many trans men women and postpartum mothers love my pad holding boxers because when they need to, they can attach even the largest winged pads to them and they don't have to worry about that. And they'll feel more secure and more comfortable knowing that they're not gonna leak through and they're not gonna have to adjust it. And it'll just be more comfortable for them during that time.
All right. Pads in the boxers. I think there's something really interesting about the fact that your body is quite literally strongly signaling to you what your sex is and letting you know on a monthly basis what your sex is. And people are so distraught and uncomfortable with that body that they've been born into that they're trying to conceal that with male products like boxers and, you know, throwing a pad into one. I can understand why a product like this is being made, especially in today's time where we do have a lot of young women who do believe themselves to be men and boys. But the reality is that your biology and your body is telling you exactly who you are. And I can understand how that comes with a distinct amount of discomfort. And I know that any woman watching right now knows that that time of the month is not particularly the most comfortable time to be alive. So couple that with the feeling of incongruent with your body and feeling like you've been born into the wrong body, I can imagine that's a really turbulent sort of roller coaster to be on a monthly basis. Do I agree that putting pads in boxers and throwing that on to somehow make yourself feel more male accomplishes anything? No, but I can understand with our very superficial view of gender and sex why somebody would think that. But it's an interesting juxtaposition to cover up what is this really visceral bodily function with the superficial nature of male boxers and think that that sort of ushers you into maleness. And you know what? It doesn't. And I think no matter what, your biology is always going to dictate what your true sex is. And I hope that instead of going through this super uncomfortable experience of trying to cover things up and conceal and re-identify, that people learn to accept their bodies, even if it doesn't always feel great. In this next video, I see a very familiar face. It's Taraji P. Henson. You'll know her from The Color Purple or Hidden Figures. And she's talking about why Black people run when they laugh. I'm sure you've seen this. You know, sometimes you laugh so hard that you got to do a little lap around the room. She's going to explain why that happens.
You know why Black people run away when we laugh? Because we weren't allowed to laugh on those plantations. This is stuff that lives in us, y'all.
Oh.
This ain't nothing new, y'all. That's why y'all going, oh, what? Yeah, it lives in us. That doesn't just go away, like she said. And if we don't start unpacking it seriously, it will also be the end of us.
Whew. I don't know if Taraji's trying to give some sort of lesson in sociology or anthropology, but I have a feeling after hearing this, she should stick to her day job. The idea that Black people run around when they laugh because they learned that behavior on plantations is actually insane. And to go even further and to say not unlearning that is going to be the end of us, meaning Black people, is also insane. If I had to give a better explanation as to why some people, not just Black people, some people run around when they laugh, it's because something is so funny that you have like so much energy in your body that you just need to get it out and you need to show how dramatically funny what you just heard or said was. So you do a little lap around the room and you come back to your conversation. I don't think it has anything to do with the idea that slaves could not laugh whilst being on a plantation. And where she did the research or found the basis for this argument, I would love to hear more. Taraji, if you're watching, which I'm sure you're watching, leave your explanation in the comments down below as to why you think some people run around when they laugh. I have been the culprit of this. And guess what? My ancestors were not slaves. So I don't know how exactly I learned that behavior, given that I don't have the ancestral background for that to be the case. Let me know. Next.
It like just occurred to me I should be recording this. This is me 1 month on testosterone. This is me 2 months injecting myself with the T virus.
This is me 3 months of committing tax evasion.
This is me 4 months of running from the government for treason.
This is me 5 months of planting trees and running out of things that start with the letter T.
This is me 6 months on, of drinking tea.
This is me 7 months of eternal torment.
I've lost count of how many months I've been doing this. So I think that means it's time to post this. Yep.
Wow. It's actually crazy to watch how much these injections change your body, your personhood, your voice, all of these different things. It's crazy to watch. Oh, I will say what I saw at the beginning of the video was an extremely beautiful girl with super pretty features. And at the end of the video, things have changed quite a bit. And you know that all of this is born out of discontent and not loving oneself. So it's just kind of sad to see such a drastic change in the name of finding acceptance when in reality it is running away from accepting the body that you were given, and a very, very beautiful one at that. So there's really not much more to say there. I wish this person the best, and I hope they are happier on the other end of whatever decisions they make in regard to changing themselves. I just don't know how on a fundamental level that is achievable, given that you feel the need to change yourself so drastically in order to feel acceptance and to feel love towards yourself. But I wish them all the best, and I hope that whatever choice they make ends up being the right one for them. But wow, is it just crazy to see such a massive alteration due to testosterone injections. And guys, that was our last TikTok. Did you make it to the end? If you made it to the end, comment a little checkmark emoji down below in the comments so I can see who my ride or dies are who are making it all the way here. As always, leave your thoughts in the comments down below. If you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And I will see you next time. I think I need to take a break from TikTok. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.